Hey brother, it's Dan with Good Guys to Great Men again. Thanks again for watching today. I wanted to talk a little bit about safety and about the effect it has on your relationship and how much we know about that or don't know about that. Someone said to me in a call this week, when animals feel safe, they play. And it stood out to me because I think we don't really understand that when we're talking about an intimate, romantic, passionate relationship between two humans, between a man and a woman, we don't understand that there's instinctual reactions that are going on all the time. So much communication is happening constantly between the two of us. We think it's all about the words that we use, right? And yes, the words that we use have a lot of impact, but there's so much other stuff going on at the same time. You've heard us talk about body language, heard us talk about facial expressions. The look in your eye can make a huge difference to how somebody perceives what's being communicated from you. The tone of your voice, you know, intonation, all this stuff is information that is being used by the other person constantly to determine a meaning from whatever it is that we're communicating, how we're being with them. And so this instinctual reaction is feeding into their response. And the same goes the other way. So when we talk about when animals feel safe, they play, what we're really talking about is when she feels safe, she's playful or wants to play, right? So in this kind of situation, we'll be talking to a guy and he'll be saying, well, the relationship is strained, we're arguing a lot, or we aren't being affectionate, we're not being sexual with each other, we're not being flirtatious, we're not having fun together, right? We're not doing that stuff. So that points to a lack of safety, right? A lack of safety, and the only other thing I'd add to that is a lack of feeling understood and cared for. So if there's a lack of safety and a lack of feeling understood and cared for, what you generally get is somebody who is seeing you with a lack of high regard, you know, not giving you the benefit of the doubt, coming from that place of self-protection. Because when we're not feeling safe, we're in self-protection. Make no qualms about it. That's where we are. It's a natural state for us to go into. Biologically, we've learned how to go into this because we've had to learn how to be aware of our surroundings, how to be aware of the way somebody's communicating us that might indicate we're not safe in some way or another. So we had to learn that stuff, and it's going on in the background. It happens before we've even realized it. The most important part of that is, okay, if somebody is being a certain way with me, if their tone is short, if they're sharp, if they're critical, you know, if they're belligerent, whatever I'm interpreting from their behavior, what if I was to change my perspective and say, okay, that's an indication that this person doesn't feel safe? Right, that changes again my perspective of what's going on. If the other person doesn't feel safe, then how do I create some safety? Because what normally happens is one person acts a certain way and we react. We go into, you know, some kind of reaction, which is, you know, why does she have to be that way? Why is this relationship, you know, this relationship never feels like it's going to go anywhere? What's the point? Why are we even in a relationship together? Why does she have to say those things? Why does she have that opinion of me? All of these things. Why should, if she would just, you've heard us talk about these things many times. You're in a state of not feeling safe at that point. You're in a state of self-protection at that point. So if we can just not notice when we go into that place of feeling unsafe and use that awareness to say, okay, if I'm feeling unsafe, pretty much guarantee you that the other person is feeling unsafe. So what if I was to step out of feeling unsafe? Right now, am I in any danger? No, I'm okay. You know, I'm gonna be okay. So even when the other person is acting in a way that feels aggressive, you know, feels condescending, whatever, can I step out of my own lack of safety and create an environment of curiosity, of intrigue, of safety for the other person to be able to relax and join me in a safer place? And at that point, we can relate on a very different level. So this is what we do in coaching. We help you understand this stuff. We help you understand the nuances so that you can create the safe environment in which the play, the fun, the enthusiasm, the passion can return. That's all I have for you today, guys. Take it easy. Bye.